This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's interesting when you study D-Day. What was happening there was the United States forces in that case became the aggressors, became the invaders, and the German forces were the defenders. And spiritual warfare is both offensive and defensive. That's why Paul uses the term we have weapons, but then Paul talks about defensive maneuvers when he said, when you've done everything, you stand firm in the Lord. What does that mean? It sounds really poetic. It sounds real spiritual. But what it means you stand in the power of God and you recognize that ultimately all power and authority is with Him. I want to deal with that verse that says we take every thought captive in the last verse I read out of 2 Corinthians 10. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I was looking for an illustration and then I found it. An old illustration told by a missionary by the name of Max Warren, who was a missionary in a place called Papua New Guinea. Max Warren tells us of a custom of the natives in New Guinea. At certain times, they would have ritual songs and dances that they would sing and dance. They would work themselves up into a frenzy, and the ritual would culminate in what they called, get this, hard to believe, but this is what they called them, the murder songs. Work themselves up into a frenzy, and they would start singing what was called the murder songs, in which they would shout before God the names of the people they wanted to kill. How'd you like to go to that family reunion where you sing the murder songs and you'd sing the songs with the names of the people you wanted to kill? When the natives became Christians, when they were converted to Christianity, Max Warren says this, they retained those customs and that ritual. But in the murder songs, it was no longer the names of the people they hated, but the names of the sins they hated. And they shouted before God and called on Him to destroy those sins. And here's what Max Warren says. An old pagan custom had been captured for Christ. What an illustration. An old pagan custom had been captured for Christ. And then Max Warren asks the question, what is it in your mind and in your spirit that needs to be taken captive by Jesus Christ Himself? Even our very thoughts are to be taken captive by the Lord. Do you know what that means? Jesus would say in the Gospel of Mark, all the evil that's in your heart starts with your mind. You can read it in Mark, where Jesus said, from the heart come evil thoughts, and then murder, theft, adultery, lewdness, slander. You list all these sins, and Jesus said it all starts with the mind, with your thoughts. That's why we need to take every thought captive. We need to place it under the authority. And all that means is this. It's an expression that fully illustrates what's it mean to have the Lordship of Christ in your life. That's what it means. To take every thought captive isn't something mystical. It means Jesus is the Lord of my life. He's the Lord of my thought life. He's the Lord of everything in my life. Second, look at spiritual warfare. It's real. We don't obsess over it. We're not overly fearful of it. We recognize it. And recognize where the power is. It's in the Word of God. It's in prayer. Most of all, it's in the One whose name is above every name. His name is Jesus. Believe that today. Let's pray. Is it possible in your life or in my life that the first step that we need to take is simply to acknowledge the reality of spiritual warfare? That may be a big step for you today to say, I recognize today that because of what 2 Corinthians 10 says, what Ephesians 6 says, I need defensive weapons. I need offensive weapons in dealing with spiritual warfare. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.